In this show, we explore the amazing phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it, and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone, or good morning, or good afternoon, depending on whereabouts in the world you are. At 6 o'clock in the United States, well, at least it is in California, Pacific Standard Time, I just finished watching Barack Obama's speech where he ordered 30,000 more troops into Afghanistan, and I recorded the speech. So I'll go and analyze the speech for reversal, and I'll report the results to you all next week. How about that? But they'll be up on my website probably by the weekend. Well, it depends on when I get to it. I should really get to it this evening, get some of it done this evening, and get some of those reversals up. My plan for tonight is we have spent a lot of time looking at politicians over the course of this show, both the Barack Obama and the George Bush and Bill Clinton, Gordon Brown. We've had a few case studies on politicians. Today we're going to deviate from that moment just slightly, and we're going to look at one celebrity who has left us now, unfortunately, named Anna Nicole Smith. If you remember Anna Nicole Smith, she was a very flamboyant, charismatic woman. She died of a drug overdose 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. Yes, it was probably that long ago, and at least. And her boyfriend, Howard Stern, is actually on trial now for complicity in her death. So anyway, so there we go. But we're going to start off by looking at some verses on Anna Nicole Smith. And I've got some on Charles Manson, if we've got some time. So there we go. How about that? From two completely different ends of the spectrum. For those of you who might be new to the show, this show is about reverse speech. And reverse speech is the name given to backward messages embedded backwards into the sounds of normal human speech. The way we hear these backward messages is we tape record speech and literally run the tapes of speech backwards. And about once every 20 or 30 seconds, depending on the tape, you can hear a clear phrase amongst the gibberish that we believe is the unconscious mind speaking. We maintain this is a natural function of language. As all of us are speaking, we are creating the sounds of our speech in such a way that we are saying two things at once, one forwards, what we really feel, and one in reverse, what we want. Let's transpose that, shall we? One forwards, which is what we consciously feel and what we consciously want the other person to think, and one in reverse, which is our real self speaking. It can come from conscious, unconscious, or even deeper. All right, okay, let's just start off with an example from Anna Nicole Smith, seeing she is part of our case study for tonight. And here she is at the Oscars. This is about 3 or 4 years ago, and she was quite noticeably drunk. So here she is.
And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce his box and make me beautiful duets. Because he's freaking kidding me.
As you can see, she wasn't exactly with us then, was she? And she said in reverse, make you seasick. Here we go.
Make you seasick.
And again. I would imagine she would have been feeling a little bit seasick there up on the stage. And here we have an interesting one from Anna Nicole Smith. She's being interviewed by this born-again Christian. And he's a good-looking young lad. And she's hanging on his arm while she is saying this.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and will always be. And I pray every day. And I pray tonight that he would have his angels by me, that I'd have my guardian angels. And they've been by me all night long. So amen to that and amen to the Lord. Woo!
Hallelujah.
And here she says in reverse, drool with this man.
Girl, what a name.
So, despite the fact that she's professing her faith in Jesus, her thoughts lie elsewhere, and she's drooling with the man. Okay. Right, we're just going to pick up some random clips here that I've found on my computer. A little bit of time this morning looking these ones on Anna Nicole Smith and Charles Manson. I've got so many more. We've got so many case studies that we could do. I could do radio shows for a couple of years and still come across fresh material. All right, let us play this next one. Here it is, Swords.
We just love playing on the farm with all of our animals. You'll always be my number one cowboy.
I don't know who she's talking about, but she says in reverse, he'll break no woman.
He'll break no woman. He'll break no woman. He'll break no woman.
He'll break no woman. Well, I guess whoever she's talking about, this is from a documentary she made on her life. That's from the Floods again.
We just love playing on the farm with all of our animals. You'll always be my number one cowboy.
Huh, I don't know. He'll break no woman. Sounds like a fairly idealistic portrayal of this man.
He'll break no woman. He'll break no woman. He'll break no woman.
All right, then we have this next one here. Let us play the floors on this.
I turned it down. I said that I had wanted to try to make something out of my life before.
She's talking about making something out of her life, and she says in the verse, I have a scam.
I have a scam.
I have a scam. There we go. I have a scam. So, I think, what was she talking about marrying the 80-year-old millionaire bloke? Maybe that's what she's talking about. That's what it falls again.
I turned it down. I said that I had wanted to try to make something out of my life before.
And I have a scam.
I have a scam.
And let's play the whole lot backwards, and you can hear how these reversals occur as it's mixed in amongst the gibberish here. And could you hear that amongst the gibberish there? Quite clear once you know it's there. Yeah, all right, okay. So that's one of Nicole Simpson. And here we have another one. This one makes sense for those of you who followed Nicole's career.
I'm reading
the script
right now.
I've done
a lot of
sitcoms. And this one says, I see fat.
Just see fat.
And then Nicole Simpson had a weight problem at some stage. I'm sure you remember that. All right, here we have this reversal here. Let's run this one forward.
I don't do that. I never thought to want to ever asked for names.
Yeah, in fact, if you were grabbing for something, and this guy's begging, Holly, why not a prenup?
So it says, I wrecked this.
I wrecked this.
Wow.
I wrecked this. I wrecked this.
Yeah, I wish we knew what she was talking about flaws. Let's play the flaws again.
I don't do that. I never thought for once to ever ask for names.
In fact, if you were grabbing for something, and this guy's begging, Holly, why not a prenup?
And I wrecked this. That's from the whole lot backwards. Listen to it amongst the gibberish.
How do you put on our will? I got Jackson.
No,
it is right there. Yep, there we go. I wrecked this. So whatever she's talking about, I'm not sure. All right, here's another reversal. Let's run this one forward.
He says he took me out of a horrible place and was taking care of me and my son, and I loved him for that.
Oh, yeah, this is the old guy who she married. And she says, I'm an ass.
I'm an ass.
Pretty clear reversal. Let's run the whole lot backwards and listen to it amongst the gibberish. Pretty obvious once you know it's there, isn't it? Alright, okay. So, here's a funny one. This is Anna Nicole in, I think it's from her Playboy video. She made for Playboy. She's very, very, very seductress anyway.
You can't play with your partner at the same time.
It can be a very powerful moment. So she's being very seductress. And she says backwards, the man will throw up, you rave. The man will throw up, you rave. Here we go. Ah, there it is. So that's what we would call an incongruent reversal, isn't it? Certainly opposite to what she's saying forwards. Here's the forwards.
You have to play with your emotions.
And backwards, the man will throw up, you rave. Yeah, there we go. All right, and here we have, I think this is from her prayer. When she said, duel with this man. Let's just run this.
Because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my guardian angels.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my guardian angels. And she says in reverse, the soul went sacred.
I go with you.
The soul went sacred. There we go. All right, you are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. I'm your host, David John Oates, the founder of Reverse Speech. And if you want to talk to me, you can call in on in the United States on area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022, and you've got to enter the conference room number, which is 9579082#. That's 9579082#. And I'll see you come up on the switchboard, and I'll bring you in, and we will have a chat. All right, okay. So we are looking at reversals on Anna Nicole Smith. And the last one we played was The Soul Went Sacred. Here's one that says was really high. Let's play the forwards.
How old is he now?
He's 16.
First time I talked with you, I think he was 8 or 9 or 10.
Yeah, he was a baby.
And was really high.
Misery high.
Wow.
Misery high. Misery high.
So who is she talking about as being really high? Is that her? She was certainly high on drugs a lot of the time. Well, that's how she died. Her son also died too. Now, I think they finally determined that that was heroin. Now, don't quote me. I don't know. So please don't quote me on that. But I think that was the case. I'm sure that's what the toxicology reports came up with. Anyway, was really high. Certainly, very conducive to the lifestyle that Anna Nicole Smith used to lead. And yes, it did indeed kill her. All right, okay. Now we've got this reversal here. Let's play the forwards on this.
And then I became aware of like this person who worked in the back. So let's run it with that.
That marriage didn't last long, though.
And reversal, yes, I fall in love first. That's not very clear, that one. I can hear that, but I doubt whether you would. Let's just play the fours again and the reverse, see if you can hear it.
And then I became aware of it because he worked in the back. So let's run it with
that. That marriage didn't last long, though.
And yes, I fall in love first. Yeah, not a very clear reversal, I must admit. All right. Okay, let's have a look at another one from Anna Nicole. And here's one here. Let's play the fourth.
I grew up pretty fast. I was married, had a baby, and divorced, all by the age of 18.
And here she says, you look vulgar.
You look vulgar.
Yeah, well, there it is. Here, let's run the whole lot backwards. Yeah, it is right at the very end there. All right, now we have, I better get on it. All right, let's just play this one forward.
It made me feel very angry because the time that, you know, I could have already married my husband.
Oop.
I better get on it.
And this reversal says, I better get on it.
I better get on it.
And here's a whole lot backwards. Yeah, that's not as clear as some of the others, and not as clear as Make You Seasick. That's a real classic. And Drill With This Man was a real classic too. We might go back and just revisit those two when I finish playing all the rest. All right, here's one that says We Understand It Now. Let's see what the context this is.
I love him. I'm going to do the best I can by him. I told him I wouldn't. Or is this story, why didn't you tell it publicly then?
Well, I was going to tell it publicly in 1994 on New Year's Eve.
And this reversal says, we understand it now.
We understand it now.
Yeah, all right, I can hear that. Let's run the whole lot backwards. Yeah, quite clear amongst the gibberish there, isn't it? Let's do it again. Yep, nice and clear there. Let's listen to the whole track forwards.
I love him. I'm going to do the best I can by him. I told him I wouldn't. Or is this story, why didn't you tell it publicly then?
Well, I was going to tell it publicly in 1994 on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, trouble is without a context, it's a little bit difficult to understand that one. All right, here is another one. And where is this one? Beyond the Stealth on it. That's what the reversal says. Let's listen to the forwards.
Hi,
Savior and will always be. And I pray every day. And I pray tonight that he would have his angels by me.
And this is beyond the stealth on it.
Beyond the stealth on it.
Huh.
Beyond the stealth on it.
Well, I don't know what beyond the stealth on it has got to do with Jesus Christ being her Lord and Savior, but here's the other reversal where she said that, and this is where she says, "Drool with this man."
Drool with this man.
So, yeah, so drool with this man. On the wonderful prayer that she's praising to Jesus. And I love this one at the Oscars. This has got to be one of my favorite ones.
And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce his box. Make me beautiful the best. Freaking kitchen.
Now the reverse, of course, is make you seasick.
Make you seasick. Make you seasick. Make you seasick.
Well, let me see. She didn't really shape up too well in this reversal analysis, did she? two incongruities around her prayer. And then we have, I have a scam, I'm a mess. Incongruent reversal when she's doing her Playboy video, the man will show up, you rave. Was really high, either her or her son. You look vulgar. So there you go. That's Anna Nicole Smith. That's, look, I've got one on Howard Stern. This is her... I'm not too sure whether she married him or not. I don't know. I certainly they were together. Anyway, let's run this forward.
The true love that they did have. So to me, it's not difficult to perceive.
And this one says, "I'm famous now."
I'm famous now.
I'm famous now.
Well, he's famous now for all the wrong reasons because he's currently on trial for complicity in the death. All right, now we have a very, we are going to move on to a very confusing man in reverse, and that's Charles Manson. His reversals are all over the place, essentially. It's hard to make much sense of some of them, but I guess that's consistent with the man forwards. It's hard to make much sense of some of his stuff forward. So the reversal is not going to give you too much more insight, I'm afraid, because he makes as little sense backwards as he does forwards, which tells me that his unconscious mind is a bit of a mess. All right, here we have the first one on Charlie Boy.
He said, "I'm a man."
And this one says, "And the modesty."
And the modesty.
And the modesty. And the modesty.
So I don't know what he means by "and the modesty," but there you go. Make of that one what you will. All right, here is the next one on Charles Manson. Let's run this one forward.
I wasn't knocking someone's door down. I was running from that. When I got out, I was in that. I was already through that. I had that.
And this one says, he knows one eye.
You know, one eye.
Huh.
You know, one eye. You know, one eye.
He knows one eye, whatever that means. So run it backwards.
That was it, right up there.
Here it is again. He knows one eye. I don't know what that would mean. And here is another very bizarre reversal. Let's run the forwards.
How many times have I got to pay for your sins? I'm getting tired.
This one says, Enigma's nice.
Enigma's nice.
Enigma's nice. Enigma's nice.
Yeah, I guess so. But what it would mean, I don't know. All right, here's another one. I'm Charles Manson.
Every reality is a new reality.
And this one says, here's the lie.
Here's the lie.
Here's the lie. Here's the lie.
There it is. Here's the lie. And he says, every one reality is a new reality. Okay. And here we have a rather bizarre one. Let's play this one forward.
Not me at all, man. That's not me.
And here he says, man said, I am a holy man. Okay? Man said, I am a holy man.
Nonsense.
Well, I certainly don't think Charles Manson is a holy man, unless that's how what he sees in people's eyes. I mean, I could see that reversal referring to that. Man said, people say, I am a holy man. Well, not a holy man in my book, I must admit. This next reversal I'm going to have to look up in the dictionary because it uses a word I'm unfamiliar with. Let us play the word forward for you on it first off.
So I ran off and then I escaped out of the hood.
Now this reversal says, I shine on Eros.
I keep shining on Eros.
No, I keep shine on Eros. Sorry, I keep shine on Eros.
I keep shine on Eros.
I keep shine on Eros. I keep shine on Eros.
I keep shine on Eros. Let me look up Eros in the dictionary here. I should have looked it up before the show. All right, we're going to look up the word Eros. I've got it spelt as E-R-O-S. I've got a beautiful big dictionary here, a dual-volume dictionary that was given to me by reverse speech practitioner Jack Johnston, actually. And I've been in email contact with Jack, and hopefully we'll have him on the show for the end of the year. All right, the Greek god of love. Ah, love, that's right, yes, love, Eros. I will keep shine on Eros. Where? I keep shine on love? Wow. Son of Aphrodite and Hermes, the youngest of the gods, identical with the Roman Cupid. Huh, wow, I'll be bothered. All right, so god of love. So, what's... Does Charles Manson believe that he is love? Here's the forwards.
So I ran off and then I escaped out of the hood.
And the verse, I keep shine on Eros.
I keep shine on Eros.
I keep shine on Eros. I keep shine on Eros.
There we go. Okay. Now, we have another reversal on Charles Manson. Let's run this one forward, and here we go.
I'm in so many different places at once. Yeah, it would be like Satan. It would be very sharp.
And this reversal says, I shove you. Yes, I lead the way.
I shove you. Yes, I lead the way. I shove you. Yes, I lead the way. I shove you. Yes, I lead the way.
And let's run this whole lot backwards.
I'll shove you, yes, I lead the way.
Yeah, quite clear amongst you gibberish there, isn't it? Okay. All right, now we have a metaphor. As soon as I can find it. Where is this metaphor? Well, oh, here it is. Right, okay, let's run the forwards on this.
And then they say, well, you're fucked up. Well, why are we fucked up?
And here it says, I puff you, ow. I'll play it, then I'll tell you what it means.
I puff you, ow.
I puff you, ow. I puff you, ow.
All right, ow. A common metaphor in reverse speech. It refers to our intellectual knowledge, knowledge that we have reasoned with the conscious mind, as opposed to wisdom, which is knowledge and from the spirit. So ow and wisdom are two different metaphors referring to different parts of the psyche from which the knowledge is coming. So ow is knowledge from the conscious mind. So I puff you up. He has an inflated opinion of the knowledge which he is dispensing, is how I would interpret that one. Here, let's run it again forwards.
And then they say, well, you're fucked up. Well, why are we fucked up?
And here it is in reverse. I puff you, ow.
I puff you, ow.
I puff you, ow. I puff you, ow.
All right, there we go. And, here we have another one, that doesn't really make much sense, but let's play it anyway.
It's got nothing to do with me. I don't respond to it. I just sign it on, put it on another world, man.
And this reversal says, in our shadows.
In our shadows.
Yeah, there it is. Let's run the whole lot backwards. I'm in our shadows, not in our shadows. I'm in our shadows. Right, did you hear that there? I'm in our shadows. Yeah, I wonder what he means by that. I'm in our shadows. All right, okay. Scattered mind. Mind that's scattered is the general thing I'm getting. Here we have a reversal that says, I was hell.
I broke no law. You broke no law? I broke no law. I didn't get put on a defense, man. But Charlie, you were in prison half your life. So what? Why?
And this says, I was hell.
I was hell.
So there we go. I was hell. Wow. Yeah, well, that would the type of verse you'd expect to hear from Charles Manson. And I'm in our shadows. He's living in the shadows. Here's the lie. Man said, I am a holy man. I keep shine on Eros is a strange one, saying Eros is the god of love. Anyway, there we go. All right, let's move on some more of Charles Manson. See, you can't say you don't get variety on the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. I have got 26 years of research, all in my little computer here. Man, amazing things, computers, aren't they? Now, 26 years. Well, no, my computer probably holds all my work from about 95 onwards. That's when I started using computers, and my work before 95 is on cassette tape, which I have all those cassette tapes. They're stored out in my shed. I need to get them all onto digital. I've been talking about and meaning to do that for a long, long time, and that's a project I have yet to do. But certainly from 95 onwards, all my work is digitized. All my clients' tapes are all recorded on the computer. Haven't used cassette tapes for a long, long time now. Can't even get reversing machines anymore, unfortunately. They're all out of stock, and they're not making anymore. So reverse machines are out. It is now reverse speech software. Here's an ad for the hobbyist, of course. Don't listen to the phone number. I'll give you the correct phone number at the end. Hi, this is David John Oates, and I want to introduce you to Reverse Speech Hobbyist Home Study Course. If you find the field of reverse speech fascinating and want to get involved further, then the hobbyist course is for you. It consists of 6 one-hour lessons on CD or download, which teaches the basics of reverse speech, how to find reversals, use the equipment, and then how to interpret your findings. And it does all of this while playing you over 200 reversals from famous people to private session work. Get involved in the amazing world of reverse speech and get a copy of the home study course now. Go online at reversespeech.com or call our toll-free number in the United States on 866-978-5910. That's 866-978-5910. And get a copy of the Reverse Speech Hobbyist Home Study Course now. And, you know, each time I do this show, I tell myself I've got to redo the advert, and I still haven't redone it. So write down the correct phone number. This is the Reverse Speech offices in America, located in Portland, Oregon. It's area code 503. No, that's 919-3752. That's 503-919-3752. And Jeff Toth will answer the phone. You heard Jeff Toth when we did a show last week. Jeff was my guest last week. Jeff is the office manager. He's the one who answers the phones and does all the routine office stuff for reverse speech, at least in the United States. I am situated in Australia, as you probably know, down in a town called Adelaide, actually. Adelaide's down the south, in the centre of Australia, down the on the south coast. And it's a population of about 1.5 million. So, you know, it's not a bad-sized city. And I'm in the southern suburbs, way down south of Adelaide. In my little studio here, with my surrounded by mixers and computers, we house a reverse speech website in house. So I've got another desk over there that has 3 computers, which is all the reverse speech and ancillary websites that we host for the reverse speech organisation. If you ever see all the reverse speech sites down all at once, it's because the power's gone out to my house, which doesn't happen very often, but it does happen occasionally. And all the sites go down, which is a little bit disappointing. Anyway, there we go. Okay, we are looking at reversals on Charles Manson. The last one we played was I Was Hell. All right, so here's another one on Charles Manson. Let's run this one forward. There he is, being a little bit silly, and backwards he says, seen a rape.
Seen a rape.
There we go. Seen a rape. Yeah, here's the forwards again.
Seen a rape.
And let's run the whole lot backwards here with amongst the gibberish. Quite clear amongst the gibberish there, isn't it? That one really jumps out at you, doesn't it? Yeah, quite clear there amongst the gibberish. Doesn't it really jump out at you, that one? Some of them are amazing the way they do that. They just really jump out. Right, here's another one on Charles Manson.
You got to be responsible for your actions. If you want to give me your life, I'll take it. Share evil.
And this reversal says, share evil.
Share evil. Share evil. Share evil.
Right. Now, here's a verse that makes absolutely no sense at all, but I'll play it because it's so clear. Let's run the forward first off.
People you call my family were people that you didn't want, children that were alongside the road that their parents kicked out. So I took them to my garbage dump and fed them and taught them that in love there's no wrong.
And this verse says, the door with our small open. Makes no sense at all. I've no idea what it means, but it's so clear I've got to play it. The door with our small open.
The door with our small open.
The door with our small open. The door with our small open.
Maybe someone listening can cast some clues on that reversal. Here's the forwards again.
People you call my family were people that you didn't want, children that were alongside the road that their parents kicked out. So I took them to my garbage dump and fed them and taught them that in love there's no wrong.
And the door with a small open.
The door with that small open.
The door with that small open. The door with that small open.
The door with that small open. I have no idea what that means. I really don't know. You don't get many totally bizarre reversals like that. Normally there's some meaning to it. Here, let's run the whole lot backwards. Yeah, quite clear there amongst the gibberish, isn't it? Yeah, nice and clear there amongst the gibberish, the door with that small open. So, all right, okay. All right, we're moving on to another reversal on our good friend, Charles Manson. Let's run this one forward.
I even got to the point where I didn't want to be a success in anything. What would...
I simply said, the wolf.
Wolf. Wolf. Wolf.
There we go, the wolf. Wolf, metaphor for our motivation, our strength. Here's another bizarre metaphor on Manson. Here we go. Another bizarre reversal, too. Don't know whether this one makes any sense either.
Who cares the balance of what the in-betweens are, you dig? Use to mean Elvis.
And this reversal says, use to mean Elvis. Here we go.
Use to mean Elvis.
Use to mean Elvis. Use to mean Elvis.
Very strange reversal. Elvis is a metaphor in reverse speech referring to greatness that is easily corrupted and destroyed. Like Elvis was great, he went to great heights, but in the end he's self-destructed. And the Elvis is a metaphor of self-destruction. So used to mean Elvis. I plotted our own destruction, maybe. Here's the forwards.
Who cares the balance of what the in-betweens are, you dig?
And here's the reverse, used to mean Elvis.
Used to mean Elvis.
Used to mean Elvis. Used to mean Elvis.
And here's a whole lot backwards.
Used to mean Elvis.
Yeah, quite clear amongst the gibberish there, isn't it? Certainly once you know it's there. Alright, here we have another one that says, do we lie? Let's run this.
If you get down in the alley with it, whose dog's the biggest dog? I'm the biggest dog when I'm out there in the street.
And do we lie?
Do we lie?
Do we lie? Do we lie?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is he the biggest dog out the street? I don't know. All right, here we have a funny one here. Yeah, we often organize it with us when you're stupid. Wow, that's a nice long reversal if it's all there. Here's the forwards.
They persecute themselves. They're butchering themselves every time they go on the freeway. They hate themselves. Look at the sign.
Okay, long reversal. Yeah, we often organize it with us when you're stupid. Here we go.
Yeah, we often organize it with us when you're stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, we often organize it with us when you're stupid.
Wow, it's there too.
Yeah, we often organize your business when you're stupid.
Wow. An amazing reversal. Yeah, we often organize it with us when we're stupid.
Yeah, we often organize it with us when you're stupid.
Yeah, we often organize it with us when you're stupid. Yeah, we often organize it with us when you're stupid.
So there we are, a whole bunch of rather bizarre reversals on Charles Manson. He knows one eye, hears a lie. Man said I'm the holy man, I keep shine on Elos. I shove you, yes, I lead the way. I puff you out, I'm in our shadows. I was hell, seen a rape, share evil. The door with our small open, the wolf used to mean Elvis. Do we lie? When you're stupid. There we go. That's reversals on Charles Manson. Oh, now, someone in the chat room has just logged in. Hi, Sean. How are you? And you hearing here's to being Elvis. Oh, instead of used to mean Elvis, you're hearing here's to being Elvis. All right. Let's just play that reversal again. Here's the forwards.
Who cares the balance of what the in-betweens are, you dig?
So here's to being Elvis.
Here's to me, Elvis.
Here's to me, Elvis. Here's to me, Elvis.
No, I'm still hearing it as used to me, Elvis. Tried to hear here's to being Elvis. I can't hear that. Anyway, doesn't matter. Good try anyway, Sean. Good to see you there. You and everyone else who's listening, the fine folks at StuartQuestRadio.com, coming on one of their highest-ranking shows. So thank you to all my listeners out there who loyally log in every Tuesday night from 6 to 7, no matter what part of the world you are from. Welcome to the David John Oates Weekly Reverse Speech Show. Every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. If you're in Australia, that's from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 1 to 2 if you're in Sydney. That Sydney time I'm talking about. Of course, some states in Australia don't have daylight savings, so that throws all our time zones out for 6 months of the year. It all gets very confusing. We end up having several different time zones all across Australia, which is rather confusing. But anyway, that's the way they do it. All right, so that's Charles Manson and Anna Nicole Smith. Now, we've got about 5 minutes left. Now, I hadn't prepared any other reversals to play you for the next 5 minutes because I thought the Anna Nicole Smith and Charles Manson reversals would take up the whole show, but they didn't. Let me see. What can I play for you? Here, look, I've got a celebrity file here. Here's Madonna on stage.
Dear Lord, it seems like every time I'm standing in this circle before the show, I'm asking you for something extra special. But I'm here again. And they say ask and you shall receive.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. This was the show after she masturbated on the stage once. This was like the night after. Because the reversal says, and she got into real media trouble for it. Reversal says, my masturbate kills me.
My master killed me.
So there we go. All right. Here's one on Martin Luther King.
To speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands.
The verse says, the Lord, he does believe.
The Lord, he does not believe. The Lord is not funny. The Lord is not funny.
Hello to Jerry, who just entered the chat room. I've seen you pop in about two or three times tonight, Jerry. If you ever want to join into the chat room while you listen to the show, and I read the comments in the chat room, you just go to a chat now on the front page of StuartQuestRadio.com. The listen now is what you click on to listen to the show, but chat now will take you to the chat room, and you can talk to the other participants in the room, okay? All right, here is Here's one on Whoopi Goldberg.
How much fun was this filming to do?
Well, it was a lot of fun, you know, because I got to play with all these guys.
And this verse says, see all the wealth that I got. I trust the money. See all the wealth that I got. I suck the money. That's right. See all the wealth that I got. I suck the money.
You all the rest of that I suck the money. You all the rest of that I suck the money. You all the rest of that I suck the money.
So there we go. So, movie was fun to do, but you got a lot of money out of it too. Here's the forwards.
How much fun was this film then to do?
Well, it was a lot of fun, you know, because I got to play with all these guys.
And see the wealth that I got, I suck the money.
You hold the risk beside that ass, that's the money.
You hold the risk beside that ass, that's the money. You hold the risk beside that ass, that's the money.
And we have a, let me see, this is Greg Kinnear. I don't know what this reversal means.
Yeah, you know, I found out now he's doing some movie with Brad Pitt. See, I thought after this, I assumed we were doing buddy films the rest of our careers. I thought it was me and Harrison. It was sort of like a Laurel and Hardy act, and apparently he's working with Brad. So I'm disappointed. What can you say?
And this reversal says, I see he'll laugh with a guy. Well, there you go. I see he'll laugh at a guy. I guess that means that Brad Pitt, who's what he's talking about, is going to have a lot of fun. Let's run the floors again.
Yeah, you know, I found out now he's doing some movie with Brad Pitt. See, I thought after this, I assumed we were doing buddy films the rest of our careers. I thought it was me and Harrison. It was sort of like a Laurel and Hardy act, and apparently he's working with Brad. So I'm disappointed. What can you say?
I was talking about Harrison Ford doing a film with Brad Pitt. Well, there we go. There's that on Greg Kinnear. I'm just picking some out at random from my celebrities folder. Here's one on Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, babe. I got to know what the son said, honey. Well, she was, you know, one of those girls that I always wanted to be. They're very thin, petite, blonde, just perfect, immaculate-looking little babe.
Right.
And she didn't say anything. She just said, you know, she just looked like they had that way. She just
went
like that.
Now here she says, such a silly ass.
Such a silly ass.
All right, okay. Here's an interesting one I found on Mel Gibson back in the late 90s before The Passion of the Christ came out.
Are you liking it all?
To a degree, and that, you know, you kind of do it yourself, sort of thing, self-started. You know, I'm not some kind of corporate giant breaking strikes or anything.
Well, this one says, the book, make me some money.
The book, make me some money. The book, make me some money. The book, make me some money.
Of course, it doesn't say which book he's referring to, but I maybe it's the script for The Passion of the Christ. Certainly, if that's what he's referring to, the time frame is right, and it would have certainly made him a whole bunch of money. Yeah, here's one on John Lennon, right after the Beatles manager Brian Epstein died.
I understand that this afternoon Maharishi conferred with you all. Could I ask you what advice he offered you?
He told us to not to get overwhelmed by grief and to whatever thoughts we have of Brian, to keep them happy, because any thoughts we have of him will travel to him wherever he is.
And this reversal says, can't be Beatles now.
Can't be Beatles now.
All right, folks, I've got 5 seconds left. The show finishes fast, doesn't it? See you all next week, everyone. Thanks for listening.